Well, how many of you evacuated and left town and came back, I guess? Well, a number of you. Well, how long did you drive? I mean, I wonder, some of you, took a long trip. How long was some of your drives? Somebody? 10 hours? Where'd you go, Kevin? 11 hours. San Antonio? Okay. Somebody else? Charlie? 10 hours? Where did you go? College Station. 10 hours to College Station. Wow. Somebody else? 15 hours. Where did you guys go? San Antonio. Well, they took the short route. Only took them 10 hours right there. Well, I know it's been a trying week for all of us. We're here to give thanks to the Lord. As you remember, the last week I preached on why me? I'm sure you probably asked that question this week. Why me? We know that we live in an unfair world with a lot of selfish people who's going to mistreat us, and as a result, there are various unwise decisions various times will lead to suffering or hurt. But as we found out last week, that we also receive suffering or hurt because God's trying to get our attention for different reasons. Maybe He might be disciplining us. Maybe He might be telling us that, hey, you need to understand that you're limited in what you have and your resources. You need to pay attention to me. Come back to me. Or maybe God might be saying, you need to learn some character development. And we go through some difficult trials and suffering. We have different choices to make when we're in the midst of trials and suffering. We could just totally ignore it and hope that it'll go away. We could blame somebody else. It's President Bush's fault. That's why it happened. We could easily blame other people. Or we could make the very best of what our situation might be. But really, in order for us to make the best out of trying difficulties, we need to understand who God is. You see, our God is a faithful Heavenly Father. The Bible uses a very special relationship to describe God's relationship with us. Describes Him as our Father, a father-son relationship. This is a very special bonding and intimate relationship that we have with Him. And as a father, we all, those that are fathers here, we have three very major responsibilities as fathers. We protect our children. We provide for our children. And we prepare for our children. We can find security in the Lord because our God is a faithful Heavenly Father. Just as He has been faithful in the past, He will be faithful in the future. Praise God that He is the same yesterday and today and forever. God indeed is a faithful God. He's always going to be there as our Heavenly Father. He's always going to be there to protect us, to provide for us, to prepare for us. I'd like for us to take a little closer look at each of these three responsibilities as a father, a faithful Heavenly Father. First of all, our faithful Father protects us. During difficult times particularly, we go to Him for protection. I'm sure during this past week, We've been anxious watching the news, and we probably were glued to the TV seeing what the Russian Hurricane Rita was going to move next. As it got closer and closer, we had to make a very important decision. Whether we're going to evacuate or not. And for many of us, seeing the dreadful consequences of Hurricane Katrina, we were very frightened. We were very fearful as to what this tremendous, powerful hurricane can do to us. I'm sure we were praying very hard, asking God to protect us from any major harms. And some of us that might have headed out of town, we're praying, asking God for protection, that we would be able to have enough gas to reach our final destination. And some of us might be praying, asking the Lord to protect us, to keep us alert because we've been on the road 7 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. Might be asking God for protection. That the other guy that might be tired driving behind us, that they would be alert. And we ask for protection. And we're comforted by the psalmist when he says in Psalms 32:7. And let us read this together. Psalms 32:7. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. What a comforting promise from the Lord. He will protect us. He will surround me with songs of deliverance. I was praying that God will move the hurricane away from populated area. I was also praying, asking God that this powerful hurricane, that it will reduce its wind speed, that it would die down a little bit so that it will not hit us so strong. And our Heavenly Father answered all my prayer and probably your prayers at the same time. And we spared major damages. The Lord is faithful in protecting us. And we see a father, the faithful father, not only protects us, but a faithful father provides for us. See, as children, it is common for us to ask our father to provide for our needs. As a responsible father, he would do all that he can within his power to meet the basic needs of their children. Whether it might be physical need, whether it might be emotional need, whether it might be spiritual need. Some very basic physical need might be just food and shelter. And we can count on the father, the responsible, the faithful father to do all that he can to provide for his children. There's a father from Galveston and provided to his family saved shelter by driving 20 hours to get to Dallas. I had a classmate in seminary who had two younger children. He worked, he was going to school full time, but worked three other part time jobs so that he would be able to provide basic needs for his family. All the children knew that their dads was tired and worn out at various times, but they were assured that their father was going to do all that they can to provide for them because they know he is a faithful father. During difficult times, our Heavenly Father is always going to be there to provide for us, but in his timing. We can be assured of that because He is our faithful Heavenly Father. When we lose our job, we ask God to provide
a job in our field. When our friend criticizes, then we ask God to give us courage to straighten out the misunderstanding that we might have. When we have sinned and feel guilty of what we have done, we ask God to provide forgiveness. And we can be comforted by the Apostle Paul, who says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Let us read this together in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. See, God has unlimited powers and resources to meet all of our needs in His time schedule. May we learn to be patient to wait upon the Lord when it does not come on our schedule. But yet we can count on our Heavenly Father because He is faithful. And we can make the best out of trying difficulties because we know that our Heavenly Father is faithful. Our Heavenly Father will protect us. Our Heavenly Father will provide for us. Our Heavenly Father will prepare us. It is the responsibility of the Father to prepare the children for maturity. In order for us as fathers to accomplish this, we must guide our children and to teach them in a proper way. I was talking to a father a week ago, and he shared with me, he says, it's my conviction to teach my children character and values that will last on and on. In order for children to learn, they must learn to listen to their father. You see, our Heavenly Father is preparing us for spiritual maturity by guiding and teaching us. And again, we can be comforted by what the psalmist has to say in Psalms 48, verse 14. Let us read that together. Psalms 48, 14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. Our God loves to guide and teach us. But sometimes we are not willing to learn and listen to Him. You will understand that our Father knows what is best. We must learn to trust Him. There will be trying circumstances that do not make any sense to us. But are we still going to trust in our Lord? We can trust the Lord because He is the faithful Heavenly Father. You know, yesterday, God was very gracious to us by leading the storm further east from Houston. And today we gather where we're just so happy and we rejoice and we give thanks. And it's so easy to give thanks when things are going well. But yet, unfortunately, the storm hit other cities and they were not as fortunate. Some of them has lost everything. And what if Hurricane Rita hit straight on to Houston? Well, what if we lost everything? What if our home was totally flooded? Will we still trust the Lord? There was someone that I know that lost everything. Hurricane Katrina came through New Orleans and totally submerged his house. lost everything. I'd like to ask Jerry to come and share with us his story and about his faith in the Lord.
Good morning. May God's peace, joy, and love be with you from now till forever. Well, thank you, Pastor Brad, for giving this wonderful opportunity to testify God's love through your church, through your congregation, to us, the family, and also want to share my personal experience, how God led us through these past 3.5 weeks. My name is Jerry Shi. I'm the member of New Orleans Chinese Baptist Church. My journey to New Orleans, as you know, and Pastor Fred just introduced, was because of the Hurricane Katrina. In the morning of August 28th, when my family and I watched the news, we found the horrible things happened in the Gulf of Mexico. The whole Gulf was clouded by Hurricane Katrina. The center of the hurricane is towarding New Orleans. It never happened before, but we realized that it's the time we're going to evacuate it from New Orleans. With 2 pieces of clothes and little belongings, we took to our van, we drove to Houston. The place we used to like to come, and we'll even consider to reside here in our retirement life. But not in this occasion. We evacuated out of New Orleans, not on our wheels, but on God's will, and we trust in Him. We left 28th in the morning. It took us about like 10 hours to drive to Houston. And we were happy because we consider this journey as a simple vacation trip. And we'll be back in 2 days, no more than 2 days. In the morning of August 30, and we heard that the levee breached on 17th Street canals. Unfortunately, it was on the east side of the 17th Street canals. I knew immediately, as an engineer, that my house would be flooded. And since then, through an elder of your congregation, introduced me and my family to reside with one of your congregation's family since then till now. I want to thank all your love and care of us and bless this church, your congregation, and especially the family that who's hosting us. We never know what happened and why it happened to us. Our family in New Orleans has been 11 years. It's our second home. We like there because food, music, and a wonderful Chinese church. But everything changed. Let me have Brother Shaw to show a few of the slides of what happened after Hurricane Katrina. The 2 trees in front of my house were fell on to the beautiful street. Thanks God I didn't fell on my house. When I look at through the other side of the trees, I couldn't see my house. I thought Hurricane Katrina blew off my house. But fortunately, the 2 trees, the big trees, fell on the streets. Well, you can see this is my kitchen. It's totally destroyed. You know, it's nothing that functional. It's just a mess. Well, that's my van, and we used to enjoy watching the TVs and relax and do something, you know, in the den. But you can see that, you know, it's kind of like all the water all the way to the roof. As you can see, the ceiling fan was kind of like damaged. The TV is not functional because it's been submerged that we used to enjoy here at 9, but it's not available. Well, sure, the very last one, as you can see, that you may not see very well, but you can see the ceilings, the sheetrock on the ceilings all fell off. As you can see that how high the water was. But I'm happy God led us out of New Orleans. A lot of people is not as fortunate as us. We came out with two pieces of clothes. But some of them came out by helicopters. Some of them stopped for 3 days before the Coast Guard rescued them out of their house. Well, some of them were washed away by the flood, but rescued 4 or 5 days later. Compared with them, God really had mercy to us. And I kind of like very blessed by a Bible verse, which can be found from the prophet Habakkuk. That was, it is in the chapter 3, I can read for y'all. That was 17 and 18. It says that, "Thou the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stores. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign law is my strength, and that's my faith." I thank God that to lead us out of New Orleans, that it has his wills. And I don't know why, but I know God has his plan. And at least my family are all safe. Carol, my elder daughters that is in college, that according to the schedule and according to the plan, she is in the college now. And she's there with her classmates and the congregation. Last night she called that about 11:30, saying that she just finished the Bible study with her fellowship in college. And I'm glad that she's continued to keep her faith, because that no matter what, we have to put our faith in God because He leads us. And my second daughter, Sharon, that she's in high school. Please pray for her. She needs time to adjust to the new environment. And also that my wife Su Chen, her company allow her to remote work at some projects in Houston. As for me, through the help of your congregation, I got an offer to work in Houston. Pray the Lord that He prepare everything for us. Sometimes He prepare more than we can believe, and He give us more than what we have. And that's the main issues that we always have to remember that. We have to keep put our faith on God. And also found that there's another Bible verse which is very helpful. It's on the 1 Thessalonians on chapter 5, verse 16 and 18. It says that, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And don't forget about, we have a Heavenly Father who always take care of us. Because in Psalm 19, it says that, "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." I trust in God, no matter what. For me and my family, even though that our house was flooded and destroyed, but we are continue to serve the Lord. We continue to put our faith on Him, because He is a mighty God. Through Him, we have a peace, joy, and love. I want to thank that your church provide us your love and your care, and your prayers will be remembered by God, the Jesus Christ. I want you to continue to pray for our church or congregation. And thank you so much. And thank you that Pastor Fred gave me this opportunity to share my appreciation to your congregation, and share my personal experience of how God leads me in the past weeks. I wish that He continues to lead me. I don't know what will happen tomorrow. I don't know our future, but I have faith in Almighty God. He will lead us. He's going to give a wonderful life more than we can believe and we can imagine. May all the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much.
There will be time where God appear to not be protecting us. to be a time where it appeared that God is not providing for us. There will be time where it appeared God is not preparing us. What are we going to do? May we check out God's track record. For God is our faithful Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'd like to do a little sort of exercise with you at this time. I'd like to ask the first pew, turn around to the second pew and meet people there and so forth. I'd like you to get into groups about eight or so, and I'd like you to share with one another God's faithfulness to you. I'm sure there's been different things that happened even this week or during this past year. How God might have been faithful during a difficult time that He watches over us. So this is going to be kind of tricky here, but if you could just, and if you want to move, you can move. You know, I mean, we are kind of informal today. To get into little groups of eight or ten or so, if you could come closer, meet people behind you, in front of you, if you could just spend about the next 10 minutes or so to share about God's faithfulness. Please keep your testimony to, you know, a minute or two so that others can share what they have experienced. All right? Okay, so get into your little groups the best that you can. If you need to move a little bit, introduce yourself to people that you might not know. It's a good time to learn of each other. Okay, I know you guys had wonderful stories. I appreciate you sharing it. And our group, there's just some neat things that happen to different individuals where we give thanks to God's faithfulness. I just want to share one other story with you before we close. It's a story about three young men who had great faith in God. You're probably familiar with them. The names are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You probably remember the king of Babylon put an edict stating that when the people hear the sounds of the horn and the flute and the harps playing, that they need to bow down before the image of the king of Babylon. And if they were not to do so, they would be thrown into the blazing furnace. These three young men refused to bow down to the image of the king. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, we see what these three young men decided to do. When they refused to go, they were just about ready to be thrown into the blazing furnace. The king gave them one more chance to change their mind. Notice, so let's read together in Daniel chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we served is able to save us from it, and He will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if we does not have, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. These three young men believed in a very powerful God, a faithful Heavenly Father that will rescue them. But they also understand that God might choose not to rescue them.
For whatever reason, they might not fully understand why, but they were willing to still trust the Lord because they have seen God's faithfulness in the past. He is the faithful Heavenly Father who desires the very best for us. And may we place our faith in our Lord, because He is our faithful Heavenly Father. And indeed, in His proper time, will protect us and will provide for us and will prepare us. Let us bow for prayer. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for always being there for us. And Father, we were spared. We thank You, Lord. I know there are times where You choose not to, and may we learn from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. May our faith be strong in You. May we hold to Your character of who You are, being a faithful God and watches over us, knowing that You are ultimately in control, Lord. And may we submit to You. May we learn from the example of Brother Jerry and his faith, although he lost everything. We believe that You will take care of him, Lord. So we commit ourselves to You. Teach us to see You as the faithful one. In Christ's name, amen.
And we continue to...